The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Anna Haw, welcome back to the show.
Hi. So delighted to be back. How are you?
So the last time I was talking to you, remember, the business was just starting to fall off a bit, but you were still open your restaurant, Myrtle, in London. And obviously, a lot has happened since then. But you're actually preparing now to welcome guests back indoor dining, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. We open up Monday. And it's, I mean, to say I'm excited is just, I don't have a good enough vocabulary to explain how delighted I am to finally be reopening. And the way it feels is that we're going to open and stay open. You know, I heard you talking about the vaccine earlier on, and it's really been rolled out over here. And that's the only thing that really can keep businesses like mine open.
And you're happy that people are vaccinated. And everything, indoor dining, and you're not nervous about it?
No, well, we were always very careful. So right from the get-go, when people, when we did open during the lockdown, when we were allowed, you know, when it kind of lifted and for a while back after the summer, we were still very careful because we're a kind of like a fine dining restaurant. There's nice space between the guests. We've got a lovely open front of the restaurant. There's good air circulation. The staff all wear masks in the kitchen, outside of the kitchen. We're very specific in the masks look nice and are comfortable, so the staff don't move them. People come in and we make sure that there's like a nice kind of towel that you sanitize your hands with when you sit down. So, you know, there's sanitizer also left on the side. But it's like, where is possible, we try to incorporate it so it just feels a little bit natural, so people don't feel on edge.
Okay, so it's not like a hospital, like.
No, it's not like a hospital. I mean, my God, if hospitals were like this, I think we'd all be jumping off roofs.
Yeah, and the food is better than in a hospital too, we should say.
Yeah.
And listen, I hear the phone ringing there. I presume, are you booked out for the next few weeks or whatever?
We are. And you know what? I'm so grateful for the support of people. The return customers coming back and being like, yeah, can't wait to come back in. Want to have those box teas, want to have that black pudding. And it's really heartwarming. Like, it catches me off guard when sometimes, like, I'll answer the phone. I'm dreadful on the phone, by the way, but I'll answer the phone and to hear the people saying, oh, it's so nice to hear you, we're dying for you to reopen, we're bringing new friends. So yeah, we're chock-a-block now for the next couple of months, and it's just, I mean, it's amazing. It's what a little business like mine hopes to get. But I mean, the pressure's mounting. I have to have everything ready now over the next couple of days, because once we open, it's all guns blazing.
And listen, talk about the pressure, that we were talking there about, like, bands who were just about to make a breakthrough when the pandemic happened. But ye were making a kind of a huge breakthrough in terms of, you were getting rave reviews and all that kind of thing. And you were just, you know, you were becoming a really well-known restaurant in London. And then bang. So the expectations will be big now, won't they, that you kind of continue on that trajectory?
Well, that's what we would hope. I've got a lovely team who are really professional and have trained very hard and have good discipline. So what we're hoping is that we won't only just pick up where we left off. We're hoping that a few of the new dishes and a few of the new systems, it might even be a little bit nicer, a little bit more sparkly. Like, we're always trying to focus on how can we make this restaurant as fine dining as possible, but feeling as welcome and as warm and as relaxed as possible. So we don't like any, you know, we want everybody to feel really comfortable, and that takes a surprising amount of effort.
I bet it does.
I'm hoping that when we reopen, that people feel, oh, it's still got it. But
Myrtle, I suppose the idea of it is it's quite Irishy, but kind of slightly posh too.
Oh gosh. Well, can you hear me? I'm super posh. Yeah. So it's, my background is all fine dining. I trained in pretty much only Michelin star restaurants. And I've always had a real love and a crave of knowledge of Irish food and Irish produce. So what I've done is that I've taken kind of the recipes that my mother taught me when I was a kid from my grandmother and other ones that I've researched, and I've introduced them to the kind of techniques that I learned over the last 20 odd years as a chef in fine dining food, to kind of elevate Irish cuisine to be a bit slightly more elegant than what we would associate our food to be. And what makes it easy is that we have some of the best produce absolutely in the world, definitely in Europe,
no doubt,
in Ireland. and small suppliers, big suppliers. That's what we really try to shout about here as well. So it's a double whammy of Irish produce, but then also kind of Irish recipes together.
Okay, so you're going to give us something for the weekend now, and I suppose that this is kind of, we're thinking this is people are going to be welcoming families back into the garden at the weekend now, and friends and whatever.
Yes.
This is a kind of an easy enough meal you could throw together, serve to people in the garden, weather permitting, and it revolves around one thing that we do have great in this country is lamb. So you're doing grilled lamb chops, Greek salad and boiled potatoes. And it's fairly simple, but just talk us through it briefly.
Oh, it's so simple. And this is what I grew up with in our household. This was the dinner we had. And it's just, if you can give 15 minutes to your lamb chops with a little bit of chopped rosemary and olive oil, you've no idea the flavour that will transfer into the meat. It's magical. And then if you've got a barbecue,
so marinate the barbecue for 15 minutes first. Yeah,
15 minutes. I mean, if you can leave it for longer, leave it for longer, but you know yourself, we're all very busy, we don't always have time to be marinating meat for 2 hours. But 15 minutes, chopped rosemary, olive oil on top, and then just before you put it on the barbecue or underneath the grill in your oven, a little sprinkling of salt and pepper, and then I'd say about 2 to 3 minutes each side and your chops would be done. And then I serve that with a lovely Greek salad, which is your chopped cucumber, your tomato, a bit of sliced green pepper, sliced red onion. And I mix it with a vinaigrette, which is vinegar, olive oil, a little pinch of sugar to go in there, a little bit of salt. Mix that together, dress them all really well. And then I crumble the feta on top. And it's just an absolute winner. And that will taste delicious when you just make it or 2 hours later. So you can prepare that whenever you want. And then a lovely baby boiled spuds, just cook them up in a little bit of salted water, finish them off with a spoon of butter and a bit of chopped chives. Sure, you're laughing. Like, it doesn't get any easier than that as far as the dinner goes.
There's no excuse for anyone there. And you say this is what you grew up on because there was a Greek influence in your house, wasn't there?
Yeah, my Auntie Mary went to Greece on holidays and she fell in love with a Greek man, my uncle Vasily. And our family just embraced him. So from when you think of my dad growing up in Ringsend in Dublin, the idea of olive oil and Kalamata olives and dried salted feta, it was in all of our fridges constantly. And I just think it's a real lovely reflection of the family that they wanted my uncle to feel welcome, in all the houses. So we all embraced as much little Greek recipes and food as we could, like tzatziki and different little bits and pieces. I would be putting on a sandwich. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. absolutely brilliant. And we'll talk more another time. We'll put up the recipes there in the instructions on the website rt.ie/Brendan. Listen, good luck with the reopening.
Oh,
okay. And I hope you have a fantastic year and that you stay open. Anna Haugh from Myrtle in London. Thanks a million.